Are you ready to say goodbye to fear, frustration, and overwhelm when it comes to growing and scaling your business? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. Welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Watserino. As a five-time number one international best-selling author and speaker who has been coaching and mentoring business owners and their teams for over 20 years, I created this podcast to be the weekly support group that you needed to get through the toughest days in business. On this podcast, we dive deep into the systems, strategies, truths, and secrets of what it really takes to grow a Beyond Common business. We often dive into things that no one else is talking about, those things under the surface, that when they are in alignment for you or out of alignment, we don't want that. When we get them in alignment, everything in your business and life gets easier and more profitable. So buckle up and enjoy the ride, my friend, because business is not for the faint of heart. Let's go. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond Common Business Secrets. People have been going bananas asking for more hiring tips. So we're going to dive deep into that today. As always, I want to thank you so much for being here. My name is Tracy Watserino, and that is spelled TracyWatserino. Thank you so much for being part of our Beyond Common Business Secrets family. I'm so grateful and humbled that you tune in every week. Thank you. And hiring 101, we are going to share lots of hot hiring tips. Now, you need to get really clear about why you're here. So very important, and we can't move forward without it. So the thing is that to really make sure you stand out when it comes to hiring, I'm going to share why you must have a standard operating procedure, or what they call an SOP. So for all the most important things in your business, you need to have a standard operating procedure. And honestly, I don't think I knew what that was forever. As a person that has spent my life and career in the hair salon business, we're creative. And sometimes my job consisted of cat herding, because getting creative people to move in one direction feels like cat herding. However, when you write up and spend the time on creating a standard operating procedure, which is not sexy, it's not fun, and it's not creative, I get that. But if you want to make sure that you are really able to hire effectively, you need to have these. So clearly define the four things that are most important to creating your, you know, standard operating procedure, or you're wasting your time, money, and energy. So here are the things that are most important to do when it comes to hiring and everything like right now. So I kind of broke it down like this. This is four must-dos before adding any other person to your team. Because obviously hiring. Everyone's talking about hiring right now. And just because the market is shrinking, you still want to operate your business from a sense of strength and security. So be very clear about what your business does, who you're here to serve, what type of team member you want to put on your team, and what type of client you serve. You need to know those things clearly so that your message doesn't get diluted, because it's going to make it even harder to hire from this weaker, smaller hiring candidate pool of people. So four must-dos before adding another person to your team. Number one, you must have a clearly written out job description. Yes, my salon owners and creatives, I love you, but you must have a job description written out. People do not want things thrown at them later. You know, they need to know what the job is. Number two is that standard operating procedure. Now, you can write this, you can make videos and write it. We had all of them. So you want to make sure that there are, this is how you do it here, steps attached to the standard operating procedure. So maybe it is how we greet a client when they come in the door. make sure it is written and recorded so that there's no question. This is how we do it here. Then over time, as it evolves and you make it better, re-record it, add to it. It needs to, it's not static. It's a living, breathing document that needs to always be updated based on what you do to elevate your different areas in your business. And then number three is, why do you need them? So sometimes we think we need to add staff, but you really need to be very clear about why you need them. Exactly what are they going to do and how is it going to grow your business? Because in this day and age, doesn't matter what business you're in, when you make a hire, if they are not going to add 10 times, I repeat, if they are not going to add 10 times the value to your business, you are going to lose, lose, lose. That is a statistic right from Donald Miller, who wrote Business Made Simple, and I think it's Brand Story. He explains it so well that in today's day and age, if you as an employee or a business owner that is hiring, you need to make sure that each and every one of the people that you hire have completely add 10% to the bottom line. Without adding that 10% to the bottom line, we will have a problem. So what that means is if you're paying someone $20 an hour, you need to make sure that they are bringing in 10 times that number of value to your business. That's going to be with client attraction, work that they do, sales they provide. So clearly define why you need them. Without clearly defining why you need them, you're going to be operating your business from a deficit, which is not good for you or anybody. So spend the time, job description, standard operating procedure, and then why do you need them? Then number four is what value will they add? You know, this is like kind of all coming together. So once you know really why you need them, I just need more people because I need to hire them. Clearly define what that looks like. And then number four is what value will they add? So yes, especially in salons or businesses where you have to hire new talent and train them, there may be a time when you're paying them, but they're not actually bringing in money. Clearly lay out the value they provide. Is the extra set of hands going to help you earn more so that that's how the value is coming? Are they going to work at like guest services and add value in sales to that part of your business? Are they going to be the follow-up team that's going to add value? Clearly map out what value they add. Even if you have to invest in them for 3 to 6 months, map out how you're going to recover that expense and make sure you make them aware of it. So without clearly defining these four things, I promise you, you're wasting your time, money, and energy trying to hire people. So the most important thing when it comes to hiring, especially in this market, is to make sure all of this is mapped out before you add another person to your team, or I promise you, you're just throwing money at a problem that's going to get bigger and bigger. So I hope these hiring hot tips, hiring 101 in this day and age is helpful to you. We can do like more on this, which would be like, once all these things are in place, how can we organically go out and really attract the team that we want to grow our business? Absolutely. That is what we can do on another podcast. Let us know if that is something you are interested in, because I would love to invite a few experts on and share some of their organic visibility strategies with you. So as always, thank you so much for being here. I am so grateful and humbled that you turn in every week. And I hope this hiring these hiring 101 tips will help you really set yourself up and your team for hiring the right people so that they can really add value to your business. If you need even more hot tips about this, I strongly urge you to get my book, Beyond Common, 12 Essentials for Success in Life in the Workplace. It will really help you walk through and clarify even more of this so that you can stand out from the sea of sameness and really, really get some of these systems and strategies set up once and forever so that then they're on autopilot. I wish you so much Beyond Common success, and I cannot wait to see you on the next one. Take care. Congratulations on making the smart decision to tune in to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. We are dedicated to empowering female business owners just like you to thrive and achieve beyond common results. We've provided valuable insights, practical strategies, and inspiring stories to help you grow and scale your business to new heights. Now it's time for you to take inspired action. Don't just passively listen. Implement what you've learned and unleash your full potential. Whether it's optimizing your marketing, honing your leadership skills, expanding your network, or reaching out to join one of our strategic business growth programs. Join our thriving community of ambitious, supportive women entrepreneurs by visiting and joining our Beyond Common Business Secrets Facebook group to gain access to exclusive resources, connect with like-minded individuals, and unlock endless opportunities for your growth. Or feel free to go to our website, TracyWattSereno.com. Remember, Beyond Common growth is within your reach. Together, we move into truly thriving. Keep striving, keep growing, and keep conquering. Stay beyond amazing, and I'll see you on the next one.